This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXIX, Good versus Evil. That will be at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club in Clearwater on February 6th. If you want golf info, please email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you need legal assistance, whether it's family law, divorce, or anything, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and you can request a free consultation by simply going to their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, or by calling them at 844-4-BLG-4ME. My thanks to Brandon Legal Group for not only their longtime support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, their extension into 2021 sponsoring this podcast, but also their recent sponsorship of my webcast available at The Identity Tampa Bay, which is online at theidentitytb.com. For sports handicapping, Brandon Legal Group sponsors my What Are the Odds webcast, which will stay weekly through Super Bowl 55. I'd also like to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their continued support of my golf tournaments and my podcast and various other projects. Thank you, Denny Gray, West Kennedy Store, Mike Lentz, Westwater Store. They've just rolled out their first ever stuffed crust pizza. It is the epic stuffed crust pizza. It is doing very well. Perhaps you'd like to pick one up yourself. It is promotionally priced at just $12. And remember, the Papadias remain promotionally priced at just $6. That is my new favorite addition to the Papa John's menu. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their continuing support. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you hear something on a Toddcast you like, you don't like, or you'd like to follow up, I prefer to engage in a one-on-one via email rather than on social media. And anyone leaving a message board comment to me is kind of gutless. And I've said that for a long time doing these podcasts because they can be done anonymously and they don't engage in an actual dialogue. I pay no attention to any message boards anywhere. Here we go. In the sense that, let me backtrack first, that the last Toddcast was about the myth I've been busting for 20 plus years and how the numbers do not support the stupid comment based on no facts, no math, no nothing, that teams that win against a division opponent twice in the regular season are going to have a hard time beating them in the playoffs. I did that podcast last, and I thank you for listening to that one. I said I would do an NFL podcast looking ahead to the divisional round in those four games and maybe talk about some coaching changes. The anticipated change with Doug Peterson did happen, as we talked about in that last podcast for Philadelphia. Boy, needless to say, if Philadelphia does bring in Lincoln Riley, I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be long for Philadelphia, considering the connection between Riley and Hurts. That said, I'm going to do that podcast with NFL stuff in 24 to 48 hours because the college football playoff national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State is fresh in my mind from last night as I record this at 8 p.m. Tuesday night, January 12th. I just wanted to do a quick podcast to basically say the college football playoff is not working. Now, this isn't about how many teams are in and fatigue from Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State and a little bit with Oklahoma. I'll leave that to the rest of you. This is just to say that the way the college football playoff is set up is not working. And perhaps before we get to then through the next 5 years of this agreement, that's what we're stuck with. Six bowls rotating every 3 years, bidding out a national title game, playing all the games on ESPN, the university presidents, the conference commissioners, Notre Dame, ESPN, all in this together. It's got 5 more years left on the contract. But they can do something before then. Because this isn't working. The games, for the most part, stink. Playoff games are supposed to be good. Playoff games are supposed to be memorable. Playoff games are supposed to be talked about for weeks, months, years on end. Think about the 7 years of the college football playoff and what memories it has given us. It isn't many. It has disappointed us on the field more often than not. Let me back it up with the facts. Since we've had 7 years of the college football playoff, we have played 21 games, 14 semifinals, 7 title games. Of those 21 games, 6 were decided by a touchdown or less. 6. I can also say 6 games were decided by 10 points or less. 6 of 21. On a weekly basis, how many games in the NFL are decided by a touchdown or less or 10 points or less? That's one of the reasons why people love the NFL. 6 of 21 games decided by 10 points or less, or a touchdown or less, however you want to look at it. Here are the 6. First year of the playoff, semifinal game between Ohio State and Bama. Ohio State won 42-35. Fourth year of the playoff, Rose Bowl, Georgia over Oklahoma in overtime, 54-48. Last year, Clemson over Ohio State, 29-23. And 3 title games, years 2, 3, and 4 of the college football playoff, 45-40 Alabama, 35-31 Clemson, 26-23 in overtime, Alabama, the Tua game. That's it. 21 games, those 6, only ones decided by 10 points or less. The average margin of victory in the other 15 games is roughly 25 points. What's memorable about that? What compels you to watch that? In order, semifinal games decided by 39, 20, 38, 17, 31, 18, 11, 27, 35, this year, 17 and 21. I left out the 3 semifinals I already told you about that were decided by 10 points or less. Title games. First title game was decided by 22. Then they had a good 3-year run. The last 3 title games have been decided by 28, 17, and last night by 28. It's not working. These aren't must-see games. More often than not, they're games that kind of are worth watching for a little bit, but you're not going to miss anything. They're going to be very one-sided. They're not something you're going to talk about for weeks, days, weeks, months, years on end. I also don't like the fact, and I thought about this last night, as I sort of casually watched Alabama and Ohio State. I watched it and I thought, this is too late for this game. January is the month of the NFL playoffs and where we determine who plays in the Super Bowl. And it's always been that way. And it's always been for generations of college football fans, you get your national champion on New Year's Day. No one ever seemed to have a problem with that. They just had a problem with who the champion was and how it was decided. No one said they didn't want to watch college football on New Year's Day. And that's it. You know, even when I spoke to Bill Hancock, who has been involved with the BCS for its 16-year run and the college football playoff for its 7-year run, one of the things he said when they were going to make the transition from the BCS to the college football playoff was, he said, we need to stop playing games after New Year's Day. Why are you playing your biggest game of all on January 11th? You've got 5 years to move these things around. Maybe you can't change how many you're in. Maybe you can't satisfy a lot of people who want to see a group of five team get their shot and Notre Dame not get theirs. But you can move the games and maybe you'll have actually better actual games. Also, you know, when the college football playoff decided to do this and going that first Monday after the NFL playoffs, they were following four NFL playoff games. Now they're following six. For the first time ever, the NFL had what it called Super Wild Card Weekend. They had a triple header of NFL one-and-done playoff games on Saturday and a triple header of NFL one-and-done playoff games on Sunday. I watched all or most of all six games. And honestly, it had a lot of people talking come Monday. They were talking more about what the Browns did to the Steelers or in their hometowns of their favorite teams that won or lost than talking about anticipation of Alabama, Ohio State. And even how much time could ESPN actually give to build up to this Monday night game between Alabama and Ohio State when the NFL just played six wildcard games in the previous 48 hours. That's what people were watching. That's what they were talking about. College football needs to end its season on January 1. That's the way they did it for 100 years. They can't wait now until after the NFL playoffs start. As Brett McMurphy told me via Sportico, Brett is with Stadium, quoting Sportico, the numbers were roughly 19 million people watched ESPN's megacast in some form of Alabama-Ohio State last night. In the 23 years of the BCS or the college football playoff, that's the last 23 years where college football has officially crowned a national title. That's the lowest number in 23 years. I think it's the timing of the game, and I don't think it's going to get any better now that the NFL is playing six games in front of college football's title game. So here's just a thought. Can we play the title game as the last college football game of the season, please? Doesn't that make sense? You end the football season with the Super Bowl. You end the baseball season with the World Series. You end the NBA postseason with the NBA Finals. You end the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Stanley Cup Final. Can we do that, please? On January 1, can we play the final game? Excuse me. And that's it. And then clear the deck for the NFL. So when are you going to play the semifinal games? Well, I don't see any reason why. You know, if you're going to play these horseshit, time filler, bullshit ESPN events games like the Boca Raton Bowl and the New Mexico Bowl and the Bahamas Bowl 2 weekends after the college football season ends, why can't you play the two semifinals there? Why can't you start the bowl season with two huge games? Play the semifinals there, not these other crap bowl games. It would give those teams 2 weeks to prepare, and then if they win, they're playing again on January 1. That's roughly the same amount of time they currently have waiting until January 1 to play the semis, and then playing a week and a half later on the Monday after the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. Perhaps moving the semifinals up and moving the title game up would make for some better competition. And then you're starting the college football postseason with two semifinal games and ending it with the winners of those semifinal games rather than diluting it with all these other meaningless bowl games. Now you're saying, well, how are you going to do that? The playoff is tied into six bowls. Yeah, I know they are, and there's 5 years left on the deal. If I had my way, get rid of the Peach Bowl and the Cotton Bowl. The big four are the Fiesta, the Rose, the Sugar, and the Orange. And you rotate them as the title game every 4 years, just like you did in the BCS. 1 year it's the Fiesta, 1 year it's the Rose, 1 year it's the Sugar, 1 year it's the Orange. The BCS did that for 16 years. It worked better than this. Then you know what games the semifinals are? They're just called the semifinals. Isn't it awkward that the semifinals are bowl games? It's awkward. Take the awkwardness out of it, and suddenly college football, instead of outsourcing one game a year, the title game to sell to some city and some stadium, some host, like a Super Bowl or a Final Four, now you're selling two games. Yeah, you're selling two. So multiple cities can host semifinals. And that's how you start the postseason. You play those two semifinals 2 weeks after the conference championship is champions are determined. Then you play all these other bowl games leading up to one national title game on January 1, and you're done. I think the audience will be better, and the games can't be any worse competitively. Now, I know many of you will argue we need an extra round of those playoffs. Well, you're not going to get that for another 5 or 6 years. What I'm proposing is a change of the dates. Do something rather than letting this play out for the next 5 years where it just doesn't seem to be working. The games aren't good. You can shift some things on the calendar. And granted, in my perfect scenario, you're dumping the Cotton Bowl and you're dumping the Peach Bowl, but I'm giving you a scenario where I think the games might be better and the audience may be bigger. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay. We'll talk to you next time.